This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump will begin early next week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House will vote today, Wednesday, to send the official impeachment charges to the Senate. The Republican-controlled Senate is widely expected to acquit Trump, particularly since no Republicans have expressed support for removing him from office. Six U.S. Democratic presidential candidates debated in the state of Iowa Tuesday night, attempting to show the voters there they can take on Republican President Trump in the November election. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone said national security came up early in the debate.
As the House is likely to finally send that.
There was quite an effort by several of the Democratic contenders to criticize President Trump's actions on Iran. Joe Biden, for example, saying we've lost our standing in the region, that many of the allies now see the U.S. and Iran on the same level, sort of an equivalence that he said is a problem for the United States. And of course, it opened up, though, Biden's judgment on the Iraq war, Bernie Sanders reminding everyone he voted against it, Sanders, while Biden voted for it. And then Sanders expressing concern, as did Pete Buttigieg, that perhaps what's going on now with Iran could lead to a wider conflict.
That was VOA national correspondent Jim Malone. And to the previous story, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, speaking about the issues pertaining to the impeachment trial.
Well, as the House is likely to finally send that, the articles over to us tomorrow. And we'll be able to, we believe, if that happens, in all likelihood, go through some preliminary steps here this week, which could well include the Chief Justice coming over and swearing.
Mitch McConnell of the Republican Party speaking about the impeachment proceedings to come. This is VOA News. The European Union rolled out a massive trillion-dollar investment plan Tuesday to deliver on promises to make Europe the first carbon-neutral continent by 2050. Lisa Bryan has details from Paris.
The EU would designate one quarter of its budget to fighting climate change over the next decade. The trillion-dollar price tag would come from a mix of EU and national government funds, as well as the private sector. It targets the EU's ambitious goal of ensuring greenhouse emissions reach net zero in 30 years. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who late last year announced that goal, a plan she calls the Green Deal, says the investments are for the climate as well as EU citizens.
It will be invested in a huge transition ahead of us, which consists of upskilling people and new jobs, clean technologies, green financing, new procedures.
Von der Leyen aims to have the climate legislation adopted by March. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Thousands of participants from more than 100 countries, along with heads of state and government and business leaders, will gather at next week's annual World Economic Forum in the Swiss Alps. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the forum's headquarters in Geneva.
The World Economic Forum is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year at a time of great uncertainty. The forum's founder and executive director, Klaus Schwab, warns the world is in a state of emergency and the window to act is quickly closing.
We do not want to face continued political and economic disintegration. We do not want to reach the tipping point of irreversibility on climate change. And we do not want that the next generations inherit a world which becomes ever more hostile and ever less habitable. Just think of the wildfires in Australia.
Discussions about the de-escalation of hostilities and instability in the Middle East are expected to loom large during the week-long discussion. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Authorities say an explosion at a chemical plant in northeastern Spain on Tuesday killed one person and injured nearly a dozen others. Three were seriously hurt. A press spokesperson for the port city of Tarragona, where the plant is located, said a preliminary investigation indicated the force of the blast caused a nearby building to collapse, killing one person. The cause of the accident, that's said to be a chemical accident, is under investigation. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.